At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Did their pets come back to save them from a fire? Was it coincidence or a final act of love?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and hey, press the subscribe button, if you would, please. That will allow you to get all of our ghost stories to you. And we put a lot of them out every single day. So, if you like ghost stories, you're in the right place. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Want to call in and share your ghost story? Love to hear it. And you can write it at realghoststoriesonline.com. I'm Tony Bruschi, Carol Hughes, sitting just about, 400 miles over there?
It's probably.
Somewhere in that range.
Just a little drive.
Just a little drive, yeah. Yeah, but
you're coming to my town here in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
that's exciting. It's always fun whenever I get to see you in Harper, and then you drop Harper off here.
Yep,
and she's going to stay with Aunt Carol for a week.
Yep, and
which
it's
I'm very excited about.
I am excited too. I think you're going to have. I think she's going to have a great time. I know you're going to have a great time, and yeah, I'm excited about it. We were just talking about it before I came down here. To record, and I know she's super excited. So
yeah, it'll be fun. So I'm already thinking all the things we can do. We're looking at, there's a haunted house, an old mansion that I found in outside Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. So I want to do a day trip down there and do an episode of the Grape Talks with her, mm-hmm. which I think would be really fun.
Yeah, I think it would be really fun.
And so I don't know. And there's also a ghost tour in Guthrie, Oklahoma, which isn't too far. I thought that could be kind of fun. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so her and I, not only will we get to do fun things, but we will do some kind of paranormal stuff too, because that's what we like to do.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm so excited for you guys. Aunt Carol.
Yeah.
So that'll be great. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you would like to share your ghost story with us, we'll go to our first one of the day, and hear it. Let's hear your ghost story.
Hello. I have always been sensitive, and I've always seen things that no one else can. But as I've gotten older, I've learned to tune out the things that made me uncomfortable. But from time to time, something still gets through my filters. And from time to time, I have something unexplained standing in front of me. And this is one of those stories. When I was 20, my boyfriend's dog was hit by a car. Kaiser, the dog, was a gorgeous German Shepherd. He was well-behaved, and he was absolutely beautiful. He was smart and brave and everything you would ever want in a dog. Within a week of Kaiser's death, my cat had also died. We didn't know what happened to Lexi, but one day she was fine, and the next she wasn't moving, and she was just laying on her cat tree. We rushed to the vet, but it was too late, and she had to be put down. No diagnosis was ever determined, and we could never find a cause. Lexi had been a really funny cat, and she truly thought she was a tiger, and she wasn't afraid of anything. A few weeks after their deaths, me and my boyfriend moved into our first apartment together. In the excitement of decorating and settling in, we didn't notice the small signs that would have prepared us for what was to come. When I was unpacking a box of kitchen stuff, I found Lexi's collar. I remember thinking that it must have accidentally packed it or knocked it into the box, but I knew I really hadn't. And when I was painting the bedroom, I'd worked my way across nearly the whole wall, and when I looked back toward the door, paint was rubbed off my wall and dragged along the doorframe, as if a cat was rubbing itself on the doorframe. Again, I told myself that I just walked too close to the wall and smudged it with my pant leg, but I knew I hadn't even walked that way. And when I was sleeping in bed one night, I felt something jump into the bed, wedge itself behind my knees, and then settle in, just like Lexi always used to do. I felt the warmth of the small creature, and I reached my hand to feel what had curled up next to me, but nothing was there. Nothing except an ice-cold spot. Even as my hand felt the cold, I still felt the warmth on my legs. It was so strange. I didn't even try to offer an explanation on that one. I just slept with the lights on that night. But I wasn't the only one having strange experiences. My boyfriend woke up one night, and his hand was soaked. He touched it, and it wasn't water, but it felt more like slobber. He sat up and looked everywhere. He was sure that there would be an explanation, but he never found one. And a few weeks later, he heard something drinking water in the kitchen. He carefully walked out into the dining room, peeked around the corner of the kitchen, fully expecting to see a stray dog or a wild animal, but there wasn't anything there. And then there was what we called the phantom barking. We never heard anything, but whenever we were on the phone in our apartment, the person on the other end of the line couldn't hear us. Everyone would say, "Can you quiet down your dog?" or "Whose dog is barking like that?" I never heard a thing until I left a voicemail for my boyfriend and we play it back. Sure enough, barking was in the background. It didn't sound vicious, it sounded playful, and it sounded like a big dog. To be honest, it sounded like Kaiser. We didn't talk about these events much. We were still so swept up in our new place and the first time living away from our parents. The last thing we wanted to do was go back to our parents' homes and admit that we were too scared to live on our own. A few weeks later, it was a hot summer night, and the air conditioner in the apartment building hadn't been working well for the past few days. And our apartment on the third floor was very hot and uncomfortable. We'd been laying in bed with the window fan blowing directly on us for about an hour when we heard a jingling sound. My boyfriend sat up and looked around the room, but nothing was there. At this time, the television was on and the room was lit up a bit, and we could easily make out the corner of every corner of the room, and we couldn't see anything out of the ordinary. Then the bathroom door popped open about 2 feet, like someone nudged it. I should say this door swung open toward the fan, not like the fan was blowing it open. Though we didn't see anything open it or go in, we did see a short shadow in the bathroom as it passed behind the door. It was not human-shaped, it was shaped like an animal, but we couldn't see enough detail to determine what kind of animal it was. My boyfriend was convinced it was a wild animal, and he grabbed his gun and bum-rushed the bathroom door. The door swung open, and he had his gun ready to take down whatever creature was there, but there wasn't anything in there. He looked at me, and I looked at him, and neither of us knew what to do, so we came back to bed. Not 10 minutes passed, and it happened again. The bathroom door popped open, and this time we both went to the bathroom and pushed the door open the rest of the way. This time we noticed the cold air coming out of the room. Since the apartment had been so hot, the cold bathroom was actually kind of nice. Weird, but nice. As we were savoring the cold air, we heard a crash in the bedroom. We rushed out of the bathroom to see that everything that had been on top of the television, a vase, a book, and a picture frame, all three were on the floor, shattered. And the book was on top of it. Before we could write off that, we felt something big and hairy run between us and brush between our legs. This time, when we looked down, we saw it. It was Kaiser, clear as day. He ran to the door to the bedroom and barked at us. We were both frozen and surprised, and we didn't immediately move. Kaiser barked again, only this time it was more urgent. We still didn't move. We thought we had lost our minds, and we didn't even say anything to each other. We just stood there with our mouth hanging open in shock. Then I felt something rub against my leg, and I looked down. It was Lexi, her gray stripes and all. We ran to the bedroom door with Kaiser and ran back to the door and looked back at us as if to say, "Are you coming?" We walked toward them and they walked forward and they led us through the apartment all the way to the front door. They kept a good 6 feet in front of us at all times. They never let us catch up. We ran all the way into the living room and through the front door, the door that had been locked and closed before we went to bed, by the way. But that didn't matter. We didn't even think about it. We were following our beloved pets to wherever they led us. We just wanted them back. We rounded the corner from the doorway to the hallway that led to the flights of stairs, and our animals were gone. We lost sight of them for less than a millisecond, and they were gone. We made it halfway down the second flight, and we were sure they were gone. As we were about to go upstairs to our apartment and discuss what we had just been through, downstairs neighbor ran into us as he was ascending the flights of stairs. He looked so worried and scared, he wrapped his arms around us and said, "Thank God you're alive." We laughed him off a bit, but he led us downstairs in a hurried pace. When we got to the bottom of the stairs, we walked to the large yard in front of the building. A small crowd stood on the grass, and they stared up at the third floor. We thought it was strange because all these people were up at 3 a.m., but we looked up, and everyone was looking at the building, and it was on fire. At that moment, what would have been our bathroom burst into flames. We were stunned. I felt once more a brush of a warm body against my leg, and I looked down just in time to see the gray stripes of Lexi fade into nothingness. Before I could tell my boyfriend that I had seen her again, something made us both look toward the street. Kaiser stood there, tail wagging, tongue hanging out, typical Kaiser. He disappeared like a radio station on a bad frequency as the fire truck pulled up with their lights and sirens blaring. The apartment was totaled, and we lost everything in the fire, but we survived. If we hadn't left the apartment when we did, we would have died up there. That night, our animals, who we loved so much, saved our lives. And since then, we haven't seen either of them again. No more barking, no more sounds, no more warm bodies curled up with us in bed, nothing. Thank you for listening to my story.
Thoughts on that one?
That was incredible.
Yeah.
And then right at the very end of that, my dog came up behind me.
Aww.
But he's a real dog. But it scared the shit out of me. That was incredible. Like, it's so interesting that we've heard so many stories about people having experiences with their pets after their pets have passed. Mm-hmm. And I think that's pretty common.
Yeah.
But this was so different. You know, it was like they're having the experiences, but that night they're... pets led them out of the house, mm-hmm. or the apartment, and their apartment caught on fire.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? And like, to the point they saw him, like, I could see that too, like, especially since you're both seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's going on? And then they're kind of leading you to the door. So I could see why you'd be following them, maybe out of curiosity, if nothing else.
Sure.
That is crazy. I've never heard anything quite like that.
No, I can't say I have either. That's,
it's a great story.
Thank you for sharing that one. 855-853-4802. That's the phone number to call if you want to share your real ghost story with us right here on the program. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to listen ad-free to the stuff, then check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. Search Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.